Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We're at 500 again.
Hey.
This is Big Papa Squid. I'm Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Phoenix.
Oh, well, we can only hope. And she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the founder, the queen of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And with one Dylon added in the mix and our forces combined, we are the morning shift as we get rolling on a Friday morning, Allie.
I thought for sure you were going to say Gwinnett Stryper's correspondent, Allie Mack, because she was on the scene yesterday, like a straight newscaster. I was like, yes. I'm like plugged in to Allie's Twitter. I'm like, yeah, give me more footage. Let's see this thing.
I was going to let her, you know.
Yeah. I just wanted you to hype her up. I wanted you to hype her up. I'm that guy in the back spinning the towel on the bench. I'm like, yeah.
Well, hey, man, you can write it out on a Post-it and slide it over to me.
I mean, we do have a lot going on. I was out at the Stripers game yesterday, and it was really cool because I saw Ronald afterwards. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But I want to get your headlines. What do you guys think we need to talk about today, Mike?
I have no idea anymore when starting pitchers or when I even feel like starting pitchers should be pulled from baseball games. 85 pitches, 90, 100, sixth inning, ninth inning. I don't know. And I don't even blame Snicker for not knowing at this point.
That sounds like a synopsis, not a headline. But
Bo, what's your headline?
Chris Sale returns to the crime scene.
Okay, that's intriguing. Dylan, what do you have?
I just got a gut feeling that we're getting a 3-1 comeback in the NBA playoffs.
Spicy. I got a gut feeling too.
We're definitely going to cover that at 6:20 in the front page. But I do want to talk about the Braves. First of all, find us on social at 929 Morning Shift. You can see the videos of Ronald over at the Stripers game. The number is always today is 404-726-0929. I do want to talk about Braves. Ronald did his first rehab start yesterday over at the Stripers game. And I went to the presser after. Guys, he's ready. He is ready. And there was
look in his eye.
He had fire in his eye. There was so much difference between the presser on Wednesday versus yesterday. I am on board.
Yes.
I want Ronald to come back now.
I love it. I love the fact that, and I think that you can tell me if I'm wrong, putting the Snicker stuff in the rearview mirror for him, he's probably breathing a sigh of relief.
Yes.
He's probably been thinking about that for weeks since it happened. Like, dude, when I get back, I'm going to have to talk about the Snicker thing. I'm ready to get it over with. And now that he is and he's, you know, in Gwinnett and doing all the things and getting hits yesterday, he's like, you know what, man? Feel pretty good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this knee is ready to roll.
Exactly. And he was side by side with Kelnick yesterday. I mean, it didn't feel like there was any animosity, anything going on there. He did. He got a single. He fouled out. And then he got a double. But I was telling Mike earlier this morning, it was funny because he was on third at one point, and I was sitting on the third baseline. And Chopper, the mascot, was standing there as well, like in the crowd. And all these kids are going, Chopper! Chopper! They have no idea.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuña Jr. is standing right there.
The kids go for Chopper. The parents go for the MLB player who's rehabbing or has been sent down or whatever. And that's kind of how it goes. it's cool to see. I think it what you are seeing for me. What I hear is what you're saying, and is that he knew that he had to do, like, you know, you have to come back and you have to do this whole rigmarole with the Snitker, the Kelnick, the whole thing. And now it's all behind him, and it's like, okay, now we can just play baseball. And now that I'm up at AAA, I don't know what their plan is. I'm not sure if you maybe can shine some light on what they have talked about. I would assume he has a day off today, or he plays today and then has a day off Saturday, and then they kind of assess how he feels after that, because that kind of, to me, is what is – that's why I'm holding judgment. I'm not getting excited yet because I'm like, okay, how does it hold up? How sore is he after mm-hmm. playing hard? Because that was the thing in 2022 was the soreness, and it just never really went away, and we never saw the version of him we did in 21 before and then in 23 after.
Well, I do have a little insight on his schedule and what he's going to be doing, but first I do want you guys to hear what I was hearing with Ronald last night when he was talking in that presser.
I don't know. I don't know how long, but when they call me, I'll be ready. Amazing, amazing. When you play baseball, best feeling ever, you know. When you come back with two injuries like this, I'm so excited, man. I can't explain that. Oh, I just want to make a good contact, be on time, be ready with the pitcher's throw, and have fun. That's, yeah, I'm ready for that moment, man. I'm so excited. I don't know when I can play with the Major League team, but I'll be ready for when they call me.
If we had played the game, take a shot every time Ronald says he's excited,
yeah.
I would not have been able to drive home last night.
He'd have been getting headed towards 37 Main and Buford up there. Get a little nightcap.
You would have had more shots than we did birdie shots last night in MGA, I'll tell you that. The thing about it that I just love about Ronald is how much he actually loves baseball.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a money factor because you always want to be rewarded for how, you know, what you are, and you don't want other people getting more than when you're better and all that kind of stuff. But he just loves baseball. And that's different than – that's not the same interview you'll hear a lot of professional athletes here, like say. Like mm-hmm. There's not a lot of sports you'll hear guys talk about love of the game like you just heard right there. And it's genuine. It's not – it's absolutely genuine. You can tell. And I think that might have been part of what led into what happened on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what he was answering at the beginning of that clip is he's scheduled to be in Gwinnett through Sunday. But someone was saying, you know, if they call you up earlier, you ready to go? And he's like, I don't know. When they call me up, they call me up. But you could kind of see that glimmer in his eye, like, I'm ready to go. If they call me up right now, I'm going.
Yeah, and I'm curious. And what was he, 2-for-3 yesterday?
Yeah.
I think was the final stat line for him. Got the double in the gap. That's nice to see. What's weird about it is, though, I'm looking at the Acuna stuff, and you did a good job filming that last night. Glad you were in attendance for that. And I'm sitting there going, okay, if the hand-eye coordination, the bat speed and everything's there, is that secondary? Like, that's my next thought. Is he able to actually steal bases, leg out doubles? And, of course, he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's not like he had to really, you know, stress it, but, you know, cover the gap in the outfield. That's the kind of next part for me. So I look at the stat line, I see 2-for-3, and I'm like, oh, yeah, bring that man back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's kind of like almost a footnote in, I guess, what the Braves are looking for and the athleticism and the strength to return back in that knee and make sure that he's, you know, being able to do all the things in the plate. We don't want it to linger, as we've seen before. To Bo's point, we don't want that to linger around. I'm sure that's what the Braves are thinking as well.
Yeah, I think it's great you went 2-for-3. I don't, doesn't matter. No, I don't, he could go 0-for-20 to me. And down there, that all I care about is how he feels in the field, like how comfortable he is at the plate. And sure, that does represent itself with some of his at bats. But to me, when these guys are on rehab assignments, I just want to know how they feel. How do you feel the next day? How does it feel, you know, stopping and cutting and playing in the? Those are the things that matter more, because the rest of it will come. And I don't expect him to, when he finally gets here, to be, you know, 15 for his first 50 with 3 home runs and 12 RBIs and all that. I don't expect him to light the world on fire, but just having his presence changes everything.
Yeah, it completely. Yeah, I'm with you. It reorganized everything. And I know we got to get to actually yesterday's game, but this kind of segues into that, Allie. Like, isn't it nice to have a AAA club that just down the street that you know that you can count on? And I'm talking about not only Acuna. But you know Kelnick's getting good work.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Elder got sent down yesterday. You're like, all right, fine. And on the flip side, they just missed Shauver balls out yesterday, and Drake Baldwin continues to be hot, and those guys are really young, right? They have developed at the minor league level, and I just think it's so nice to have that team just up the road where you're like, I know they're getting what they need at the AAA level.
Yeah, if you walk through those halls, I mean, you see everyone. They just, like, memorialize the guys that have come out of there, like Austin Riley, Freddie Freeman, of course, Acuna. I mean, it's just amazing to see how well they do down at that level and then come up to the Braves.
The old strippers. Stripers, yeah. anyways. Yeah, last night, obviously, though, I segued into it a little bit in my headline, AJ Smith-Shauver, the splitter. This is one of the his ability to throw the splitter yesterday was insane. We're going to have Grant coming up at 8:20. I want to talk to him about this. The put-away pitch, and he gets to 85, and people ask the question, should he have stayed, should he have gone? I don't know. I don't know when you pull pitchers anymore. I feel like more times than not, I'm like, left him in too long. Don't let him get through the order a third time. And then he pulled him yesterday, and I'm going, oh, man. I wish they'd have left him in a little bit longer. Golly, it's 85 pitches. He's young. He's got an explosive arm. He's doing a lot of good things the right way. And Drake Baldwin obviously continues to ball as well. So nice. Again, second time this week. Hey, got back to 500. See what happens.
Yeah, now the 500 game is not as big of a bugaboo as it once was. You're 2-0 in your last two games to try to get to 500. Well, I like those. And your numbers are climbing.
You're
2-5 now to get to 500 or 2-6, something like that. So, like, I don't have a problem with him pulling him. You had a 4-1 lead at the time, and you had hoped that you wouldn't blow anything. I think that's a Phil thing. You know, maybe we don't know what was said in the dugout. Hey, how you feeling? Yeah, I think I'm good. Oh, you think you're good? Or yeah, I'm strong. You know, I know most guys are gonna say they're strong. Dude, he's a young pitcher, so I'm not sitting here and trying to push young pitchers. I'm not this guy. I absolutely have grown to despise the guy that says, well, back in my day, they throw 120 pitches every outing. And it's like,
they were throwing 79, okay? Calm down, dude.
It's that's great. That's good. You know what? Good for your day. If you're having to say that, maybe your day is past. That's all I'll say. But, yeah. Look, I think handle him like he is. He's staying up. Bryce Elder gets sent down. Like you mentioned, that's kind of crazy to me. They mentioned they won't go to the six-man rotation because of the off days they have coming up, and they just went in the 17-day stretch, and they're about to be out of that, I think, after this series or something like that. I am a little bit surprised they don't put Holmes in the bullpen, leave Elder as a starter, and then maybe send down, I don't know, De Los Santos. But I guess they feel like Blewett is there going to be their long-inning guy, and that's kind of how they'd rather Elder get work because he still has options.
You also know that Spencer Strider is going to be with the big league club in the next few days.
Which is why Elder got sent down, yeah.
Which is exactly. So I don't know that this De Los Santos thing, if we've seen the end of that. We got to go to break, man. Appreciate you guys listening to us and hanging out with us so much today. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Josh Kendall article that compared Jalen Walker to Micah Parsons. What are the expectations if that holds up? Also, we'll hit the front page. You just heard it from Dylon. 3-1 comeback in the NBA playoffs. I think we might be seeing it. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Hanging out here on this beautiful Friday morning. It's a Friday, like Dylan likes to say. What up, Bo?
Allie's bored. I can tell. We bored her in the break.
Oh, too much NASCAR talk?
We didn't go NASCAR. We went into how to fix certain parts of it, and I just looked at her as with the music started playing, and she was like
a sigh.
No, she was that's in the past. She gave the thank God we're back from break and we can talk about something
yes.
That's not NASCAR.
Yes, she's like yes.
And
we
and look, NASCAR is great. We love NASCAR. We're going to Atlanta Road Speedway again. I think back in June.
Yeah,
June 28th.
The night race Saturday night.
It's my birthday weekend. But like we got into the red tape of the sport now, like the details of what
I would do with the sport. Well, if I was in charge.
You guys were nerding out so hard that like
it's a good thing you didn't film us again.
You were nerding out so much, and the music started. We were about to go on. Bo is still talking, and literally did not stop until Mike hit his.
Yeah, I was like,
on.
All right, man, gotta go, gotta
I was
go.
Like, oh my gosh, that's it's so like stressful.
When, it's like when you hang up the phone. You're like, all right, yeah, man, yep, got
gotcha. Oh, one more thing.
All right, gotta go. Hey,
Allie, I just want to let you know if that ever happens, you're always welcome to come back here with me and talk about whatever
like
you
the
want. Drive
back here behind the glass.
Hey, but I got you.
But hold on, you know what he just did to me though?
What did he do?
He brought it up in the break.
He did.
And then he goes. He just did the. I got to call Bo, and so he calls me, and he gets in the car. Hey, I got to let you go. Like, nah, man, you call me. That ain't how this works. I let you go.
This is a good topic, and we'll get to the Micah Parsons, Jalen Walker conversation. Josh Kendall wrote an article a couple days ago. We're going to dive into that. Expectations for Jalen Walker. We also got the front page. Real quick, though. Do you guys have that friend that you'll text and they immediately call you back?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the stress level this gives me because I have two people that I won't text anymore because I know that when I do, the phone's going to start ringing. And I'm like, dude. And they're like, sorry, couldn't write you back. Hands are full. Hey, I just wanted to say. And then it's like a 20-minute conversation. And you're like, dude, that was a text for a reason. I am busy. I just wanted to shoot you a quick note, and you had to blow my phone up.
Yep.
Like, I'm not calling you back. Not texting you.
I won't talk to people for months.
I know.
And
I'm the same way.
And you know the worst part is I have something to tell them. I have something to tell them, but I'm like, so I have actually strategically planned when I know, like some people you know when they're busy, like you just, this is a good time. And then you did the phone rings, you're like, what the? Hey man, I had a day off. I was like, damn it.
You sit there and you go, I've been meaning to text this person. Let me knock this out really quick. And then you put the phone back down and it's bzz, bzz.
Right. No, what have I done? I was on the reverse side of this at one point. I did text a girlfriend one time, like, you free? And she was like, yeah. And then I just called. I go, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I was just
that
person.
But that's the fair thing, though.
As soon
like,
as
you
I
free
called.
Means I'm about to call you.
Yeah, you asked, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I have a question that's in the same realm. Do you guys have that friend that they called you and you're just not in the right headspace. You know you're not in the right headspace to 100%. Talk to them because you know they're going to either keep 100%. You on the phone for a while. They're going to talk about something that you're not necessarily interested in talking about at that moment of time. And you're like, nah, I gotta strategically choose 100%. My day that I'm in the right headspace to talk to you.
Yeah, there's a button on the side of your phone and you just hit mute call. And
that's
you go,
what he does.
And you go,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I can't. And you give the, I can't do that right now.
But
yes,
don't you feel,
absolutely.
Don't you feel the guilt as soon as you hit the mute and like within 10 seconds you're like, ugh, let me just pick it up and deal with this now.
No, what I do is I wait long. I can't, I'm giving all my secrets away. I wait long enough that I know that the, maybe the time's passed. Hey man, sorry, you need something?
Yeah. No, I have that. I have a friend travels for work, mm-hmm. and he drives when like twice a week, probably, I don't know, 5-hour drive. And I'm like, I know that it's coming. You know what I mean? I know that it's coming. He's in the car. It's probably an hour into his drive. Thinks about something. Hey, man, popped in my head. Thought I'd give you a buzz. I'm like, dude, it is like clockwork. It is like clockwork. I know you're going to call me, and you just want me to take out an hour of your trip. That's all you need from me. You don't even really want to talk to me. It's just, who's going to answer the phone? That's all it is, man. All right, let's dive into this Josh Kendall article a little bit. We're going to talk more about this coming up at 7 o'clock today. And the article is about Jalen Walker, and can he be the Falcons' version of Micah Parsons? Now, I think we'd all agree that Micah Parsons is probably a top five defender in the NFL. Yes or no? I would say yeah.
Easily?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's average.
Well, he's had injury concerns and everything else. I'm just making sure we're on the same page because I think I brought this up to you about Christian McCaffrey not too long ago, and you're like, well, you can't stay on the field. And I was like, yeah, it's fair. One of the best offensive players in the NFL.
Well, there's a big difference. Christian McCaffrey has probably missed combined 3 seasons and like 8 in his career. Micah Parsons has missed maybe half a season last year, and the guy has 50.
I don't even think it was that.
He has like 50, I think, 3 sacks in 4 seasons in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that is production out the wazoo.
Yeah, he hasn't had one season under 12, Micah Parsons. He also, let me look at it real quick, quarterback hits last year were 23. And you're right. Okay, so he played in 13 games last year, 23 quarterback hits, 12 sacks.
Yeah, so I was wrong. He only missed 4 games last year.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. So I think the question then comes, and Josh Kendall does a nice job about this, and he talks about how the front office is going to be very intentional and they're playing other rookies. And really, not just Jalen Walker, but James Pierce, the other third and fourth round picks, Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts. Jack Nelson being the seventh rounder still in a developmental spot, but he talks about being very intentional about bringing those guys along. I mean, my question would be, is it fair to look at Micah Parsons' rookie season and say, all right, can Jalen Walker be the Falcons' version of that? I'm not sure that that's even attainable when you look. And let me read you guys what Micah Parsons' stats were as a rookie. Games played, 16. Quarterback hits, 30. Sacks, 13. Tackles for loss, 20. Combined tackles, 84. Dude, let me just tell y'all something. And I'm not trying to go too far on a limb. I'll build a statue of this dude if he runs in with that stat line in his rookie season. Like, I can't think of anybody, and I'm including, like, John Abraham in these numbers. Like, obviously, he got to the sack plateau of 13, but you include everything else and the total tackles and everything else that a guy like Micah Parsons does for a defense. I don't remember a time when the Falcons had that kind of stat line defensively. Maybe you can educate me on somebody that I'm not thinking about, but thinking Jalen Walker along those lines of that many is, we're talking about something at that point.
I mean, I hate this conversation. And it's not about you, but I have to mention a guy that everyone rolls their eyes and says, well, it was for this or that. But I mean, we forget that in the 16 season, Beasley had 15 and a half sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 11 tackles for loss, 6 quarterback hits,
Okay. So let me wind that back just a little bit. I think you're kind of making my point, though. Like, I think you're kind of making my point that, like, Big Beasley, how many quarterback hits did you say? 6?
16.
16 quarterback hits?
He had 15 and a half sacks.
Right. So Micah Parsons had 30 quarterback. Like, I just don't, like, somebody that affects it in every single way on defense is what Micah Parsons is.
Yes, but see, Micah Parsons is more than, the reason why you can have this conversation about he and Jalen Walker is they're more than Vic Beasley was a guy that put his hand in the dirt and all he was going to do is come off the edge. Micah Parsons, you move around, you do everything with, and you can disguise where he's coming from. And not to mention what Micah Parsons has And the reason why Jalen and him, see that neither one of these guys, Jalen and Micah, they didn't play edge primarily in college. Yeah. That's part of it. But they have elite speed of tracking guys down, and that's why they get. That's why the number of quarterback hits is so high. That and you know we tend to only label certain guys in the NFL as high motor guys, and the other guys are just athletically skilled. You know, but Micah Parsons and Jalen Walker are high motor guys who have elite track down speed combined. Like they are, they and that's what TJ Watt is.
It's a tenacity, right?
It's both. You don't. Some guys just have one or the other. They have both. That's why. Well, and that's let's just say Micah Parsons does. That's why he's elite in the NFL.
I'll tell you this much, too. And we have Rusty in, obviously, you know, all the time that he's able to hang out in studio with us. I don't know that Rusty has ever spoken as highly of a prospect as he did Jalen Walker leading up to this. And he was the first guy, and I'm going to give Rusty some crap right now, because he was the first guy that when we got past the season and started breaking down possible draft picks, that Rusty stepped in and was like, not going to be there.
Well,
nope, don't even talk about it. Not going to be there, man.
He was the second guy that told me, because I had this conversation with Arch before or after the Washington game. I can't remember which. I just remember where I was. I was on my I had my AirPods and I was in Sam's. I was going to buy I was going to buy some meat. And
don't have to apologize.
No worries.
Tomahawk ribeye.
No worries.
Arch and I were talking and I remember and I said somebody and he goes, "Well, he goes, that's great." He goes, "The guy is Jalen Walker." He goes, "Now he ain't going to be there." And I almost remember verbatim. He goes, "That's great, but the guy is Jalen Walker." He didn't say the guy you want, the guy. He said the guy is Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, Abdul, and then we talked about Abdul Carter. He goes, but the guy is Jalen Walker. And he goes, but he ain't going to be there. And he goes, the way he plays, he's got it all in the intensity, the aggressiveness. He goes, that guy goes and gets guys. He goes and takes their souls, runs them down.
Takes their souls.
That's the guy that you want, but he won't be there. And that was the first time I even had the conversation. And then I go back and look.
Yeah,
Adam, and you, I think you and I did. I came in the next day and was like, we need to look at Jalen Walker film.
Yeah, we went and checked him out, as we did, you know, a lot of other positions in the draft. I think we were all shocked. We're still waiting on Bo to run naked across Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Still waiting on that.
Are we?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Some of us aren't.
Calm down. we're going to talk NBA when we come back. On the other side, we're going to hit the front page. We also got an Allie Mac drop. Allie, what do you got?
Rookie report. It's Friday.
Whoa, let's go. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back into the morning shift. It is time for the front page before I get to Allie and some of these NBA scores from yesterday. You guys seen this Cavalanche headline where the Cavs owner Dan Gilbert bought $500,000 worth of snow machines for Cleveland during the playoffs when they went on a scoring run? They were going to make it snow inside the arena. He only got to use it one time.
Oh,
got to use it one time. Now, I don't think it was actual snow. I was just thinking about this because I went to the Frozen show at Disney World with my daughter, and they had this thing. She's like, it's snowing. And I'm like, yeah, it's just really sudsy.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he only got to use the Cavalanche. 500K, man. One snowstorm. Didn't get to make it happen. But the craziness does continue in the NBA.
Yep. The Denver Nuggets tied up the series in the NBA playoffs last night, 3-3 with the Oklahoma Thunder. Jokic led to Denver with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. Now, Jamal Murray, he might have been sick, but it really didn't show. He scored 25 points. Final score was 119-107.
And I love when they ask and they're like, hey, would you, any possibility you to set that game out? Absolutely not.
Right.
Thank you, Jamal. I don't know. It's, what do you want him to say? You know, when you ask a question like that? Look, Dylan and I have talked ad nauseum about how good the playoffs have been. And this series, I kind of expected it. You know, Steak and I, when I was in on the steakhouse yesterday with Sandra and Steak, and I was talking and I was like, dude, how great for the league would it be to have SGA versus Anthony Edwards in the Western Conference? It's like a changing of the guard. And I think we forget that Jokic feels like he's been around for a while now, but he's still not. This Denver team is, they've got older guys doing, but they're not, they're tested because they've won a title, but they're not like old or anything. But this is a battle. This is something that the Thunder are going to have to do. All these young teams have to go through a former champion at some point, it feels like, when it feels like, it, you know, if it seems like it's their time, they still have to go through it, and they're going through it, and there's no guarantee they come out of this alive.
Yeah, and Dylan, how big is this for David Adelman, the interim head coach of the Nuggets, to be able to get, like, you know, at least get back on track to make something happen? All that noise was made at the end of the season about them moving on from their old coach. You're like, oh, this didn't work out. And then all of a sudden they pull it back to 3-3. At least that makes it look a little better, even if they lose game 7, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think this has been so far a very good tryout for David Adelman. And I know Jokic has been very vocal as well. And he's kind of been that player coach to the Nuggets as well. So we'll see what happens with that at the end of the season. But I think so far, so good for David Adelman. He's made the right adjustments, made the right moves as well. But Bo, going back to your point about the Thunder and having to, you talked about what could be a change in the guard if we get SGA versus Ant-Man. I think that could be happening now between the Thunder and the Nuggets, because like you said, the Nuggets are that former champion. They were just in the finals a couple of years ago, and if the Thunder can kind of, for lack of a better term, grow up in this series and get over the hump that is the Denver Nuggets, I think that would show that the Thunder are ready for this moment and they are ready to potentially get an NBA championship.
And that's my point, is that if they can knock off the Nuggets, it could be these are the two maybe the winner of that Western Conference Finals could be like, hey, we're the new Nuggets.
We're the new power in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and I think that the Thunder have more of a Warriors feel to them as far as they have more power.
Right. They have a better chance of going on like extended playoff runs for years to come.
The Wolves, Timberwolves feel a little bit more like the Nuggets. They have a great player with very, very, very good role players. And because I think that's what the Nuggets, I think Jokic is great. I think Anthony Edwards is great. There's a changing little bit of star power, I feel like, in the league. Brunson has taken over.
Yeah.
They got to close it out. Dylan seems to think, I guess, that there's hope in Boston, but I think he's wrong.
I'll go ahead and get to it now. I think there's a chance that the Celtics could come back. Now, I would like to think the Knicks are going to close it out tonight. It's going to be raucous in the Garden. Energy's going to be high. You would like to think that some players maybe on the Knicks are going to play above themselves with being at home. You know, some of the quote-unquote others, the role players are going to be better and get that home crowd boost. But I don't know, man. What I saw from the Celtics last game, it seems like they might have figured out something defensively with Jaylen Brown guarding Jalen Brunson. Now, Jaylen Brown has the offense running through him with Jason Tatum out and with him having to do everything offensively. Are they going to try to keep putting that in? And it's the playoffs. Look, you got to, you know, hey, it's time for you to get it going.
Let's go.
I know.
Go.
I'm sorry.
You want to throw some cash on it? What do you got?
I was wondering what you were doing.
I was trying to throw some juice boxes on it. I hate the Knicks, but I think you're grasping at straws.
I think they figure something out. And look, if they can get just one other guy, whether it's Derek White again or Peyton Pritchard, if they get one other guy hot from the 3-point line, and that's what it comes down to with the Celtics. If they shoot the three well, then they're hard to beat. But if they get
Dylan
one
get
other
the
guy.
Two and a half? Can Dylan get the 2.5? The 2.5 point favorite.
We go straight up. I'm cool.
We're going straight up. That's former champion, man.
All right, cool.
Not him, but the Celtics.
Well, I'm a former intramural all-star, but that's besides the point.
Loser buys winner some W sauce. Yeah.
He's got what? he gets W sauce out the wazoo.
Yeah, we'll make him buy it. That would be a slap in the face.
That would be right? Making
hey,
go to Publix.
Go to the store and buy W sauce as you got cases in your office.
It's Baron Burton's W sauce.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you.
That game is tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. Knicks are 2.5-point favorites, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes down into MSG. But nonetheless, man, it's been a fun NBA playoffs. Like I said yesterday, there's been more parity, I think, than anybody realized. I think we just get locked into this mindset that the champion is going to kick off a dynasty, and it's just not always that way. You know, it just doesn't always happen. Now, you might still have a Celtics team win 2 of 3 or whatever else. And look, you still obviously do it, but the Nuggets are in kind of the same boat. It's like you just expect Golden State to just take over for another 10 years. I don't think that's what's going on in the NBA right now.
All right, quick question for you. For all of you, if you could pick out your dream finals matchup for this year, the finals matchup you want to see most, what teams would it be? Out of the teams that are left, obviously.
Nobody from Eastern Conference.
Can I be somber?
The Knicks would be cool to see in the finals just because they're the Knicks. And I obviously wouldn't mind the Celtics, but I'd rather have Tatum in the Knicks if he was there.
It sounds – I want to see OKC in the finals, and I want to see them win it. I know a lot of people love the Nuggets and Jokic's good and everything else, but there's something beautiful to me about the Thunder and about the entire Thunder story.
And the way they built it.
The way they built it. And they've done this twice now and obviously broke it down, 10 or whatever years ago. They fit every Cinderella to me just as a franchise about, everything that happened with them, how that came about, and, being able to get it done. OKC, I don't know, man. It just makes me feel like it's possible for us. You know what I mean? I like that.
To me, if you were going to get a dream finals, it would be any of the three teams playing the other in the Western Conference Finals. I'm not intrigued by Boston, New York. The biggest problem I think a lot of people in this city have is the slurping up north of the Knicks and the Celtics from ESPNs of the world. Like,
no, I don't even need to say pause.
It just gets old. Like, that's the problem. If the Knicks make the finals, it's going to become all about certain personalities at the four-letter network, and you're not going to be able to enjoy the finals because you're just going to be annoyed with it. Like, I don't need to hear Stephen A. Smith talk about the Knicks for 2 weeks during a finals thing. It just ruins it for a lot of people because that you can't get the coverage without that. But to me, any of the three teams in the West, I'm fine with any of those teams winning an NBA finals because I like something about all of them. Mike's right. The story about that. Love Anthony Edwards. I think he's the next star of the league. And Jokic, to me, is the best pure player in basketball right now. So
yeah, it's a good point. What about you? You got one?
I would like to see – even though I think the Celtics are going to come back, I would like to see Knicks and Timberwolves. I want to see Ant-Man just because, like I said, local, as an ATLian, local dude, would love to see him get a championship and at least get to the finals. So I'm going to go with Knicks and Timberwolves.
Yeah, fair enough. Nice work. That's the front page. We're going to get to Allie's Mac drop here in just about 60 seconds. I do got to say, I got a couple messages talking about the return phone calls.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, and I don't know how many young people y'all hang around on a daily basis that actually have phones, but I do wonder at what point, like, the whole thing about the text message is even still a thing for young people. They all Snapchat. They send selfies with text messages on them on Snapchat.
That's
and
true.
That's how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coaching high school ball and I would be like, hey, I need that kid's number. Oh, I don't have his number. I'm like, it's like your best friend. What do you mean you don't have his number? Oh, I got his Snapchat. You want this QR code?
You know when that's going to change for them is when they're not as cute in the photos. Because how when you start to get the jowls and stuff and the selfies aren't as cute.
They're not cute now, Allie. What are you talking about?
You know what? Your statement is so spot on, but it's spot on for us.
That's not the direction I thought you were going.
I don't think they had the self-awareness.
That's the thing. That's where I thought she was going. I thought she was going to say, it's all going to change when they get to college and it slaps them in the face.
No. It's going to be when the pictures aren't cute because how many pictures
duck face.
Do you watch women take of themselves before they get the perfect selfie? And I watch my niece just snap a photo and it's perfect.
Don't they have filters for this type of thing?
With her teenage skin?
That's a good point. Yeah, so. Then they throw like a, you know, filters like a frog on your head or something. You know, they're like, oh.
My skin's still cute. Good. Check especially out my, the filter.
And it's always the dumbest text. Check out my pet frog. Like, you're like, what? What are you guys talking about right now?
I don't know. I don't have those issues.
Yeah, dude. Hanging around teenagers is crazy. Crazy. I'm not ready for that stage of parenting. I can tell you that. Anyways, man. The rookie report coming up. Let's go ahead and get to Allie's Mac drop.
Yes, it is week 3 of me being here at 92.9 The Game, and I have some more observations for my rookie report.
I don't know why I get nervous for this. I feel like I'm going to be targeted, but I'm like, okay, just let it happen.
There actually is one observation in my rookie report today that I did okay by Bo last week, because I was like, is Mike going to get insecure about this? I'm not sure.
I've been labeled as the sensitive one on the show, so just be careful.
Because you are.
See?
The sensitive one. Okay. It's not a shot. I mean, I cared about your collar being messed up, and you took it as I was being mean. So, sensitive.
That's not how that story went. Anyways, don't take over. Don't take over, Alex.
All right. So, my first observation this week is we had picture day on Tuesday.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
And the typical male for a photo will just have a straight face, does not smile. Every single one of you showed your chiclets.
Yeah.
Every single one of you were smiling.
You know what? That was so cool when I was like 13. And now I'm like, what is, like, I look
so
like
glad
it.
You said that.
So here's the deal. You go back and you look and you're like, was I miserable or was I just an idiot?
Yes. I'm so glad you said that because you're spot on. And I will tell you why I smile in photos. I have a pet peeve about younger people not smiling. Go look at any recruiting photo, they look miserable. The recruits look miserable. In every photo, they've got two fingers pointing down towards the ground, like at their belt level, and they look miserable.
Amy and I have had this conversation. We know a young person who plays a lot of sports, and they'll win like a weekend tournament, and it's like just frowning. And I'm like, do you hate the sport, or do you think that looks cool? And it's always they think it looks cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm just and I grew out of that.
Yeah, to her point.
Because it was like, yeah, guys can't smile. It's like, no, guys don't cry. They can smile.
To her point, I'm happy to be here, Allie.
Yeah, I could not have been more proud when all three of you were smiling. Yeah.
And
that
Dylan's
amazing.
The happiest person on earth.
He is. Oh, my gosh. 4:30 in the morning. He's like,
guy,
good morning, everybody.
Yeah. I'm like, shut up. Don't talk to me.
He's like, I'm working on 2 hours of sleep. It's a great day.
All right, so here's the one that I okayed by Bo. Before I brought it up, Mike, one thing I've noticed, I've been watching it for 3 weeks now. Okay. I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying this is my observation.
Okay.
The rest of us move our microphones with our hands.
Yes.
When we need to adjust them.
Yes.
You move it with you buck it.
Yeah. I knock it back and forth.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Is there any reason?
Like a Brahma bull.
Yes. Yeah. Like a bull. Is there any reason behind
there
this?
There isn't. It's just straight up. I don't know. Like I have a billy goat nature about myself with this microphone sometimes. I do. I move it. I move it back. I move it back and forth if I'm talking to you or Bo, because Bo's on my left and you're on my right. I'll move it back and forth with my chin to make sure I can see one of y'all when I'm talking. That's actually intense.
Allie was very
such a good
she
point.
Was very cautious about that. She's like, I'm like, go at him.
No,
make fun of him.
It's such a good point. Why do you think I was so worried about the mic cover the other day?
Exactly.
I was like, I gotta get a new mic cover. Straight up ordered like 3 off Amazon on Tuesday.
Also, I have become like the emergency muff guy for everybody because I've always got one in my desk. What did I say?
Yeah.
That's what nickname Allie, for these mic covers.
Okay, so Bo, what I've noticed about you is you say that other shows on 92.9 say that Atlanta teams are listening to them, but you know they're not, right?
That's right.
Unless they're listening to you.
That's right.
That's...
Make that make sense.
You know what?
It makes perfect sense.
You know what's funny about that, Allie, is like, you know, Bo's got big ears. I don't like not like actually big ears, but he hears a lot, sees a lot, reads a lot, listens a lot.
Part of it's my job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he says. And I think it's always so funny because I'm like, he'll say something that somebody else has said on air or on Twitter, and I'm like, do you trust anybody for their sports opinion other than yourself? Because I feel like, can you believe, like, every single person on radio or that is a media member in Atlanta has been a target of Bo's at one time or another
in the last two years. That is not true.
I'm like,
true.
He doesn't trust anybody.
That is
nobody
not true.
Else. He's like, nope.
That's
nope.
not true.
Yeah.
I trust Arch and you,
yes.
kind of. I trust Randy. McMichael.
There you go.
Okay.
That works.
I do because...
He's so blunt.
Well, that's it, and Randy sees it his way, and he'll tell you, he'll straight up be about it. He's able to admit, I might be wrong, but that's the way I see it, and I'm not apologizing for it, and I love that.
Yeah.
And the last observation I have in my third week of my rookie report here at 92.9 is for Dylan. I'm learning so much slang from Dylan.
Dude.
The other day, he just nonchalant said, oh, yeah, he was jawing at him. I'm like, wait, what? What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's like, we have definitely come at him for some of the youth aspects, definitely before. You know what? We never even asked Dylan, because Dylan wasn't here. We had a whole diatribe about Michael Penix's do-rags.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just straight up like, I didn't even know how to spell durag before we got
really?
In. Right.
Wow.
I didn't.
Yeah, no kizzy.
And I went back behind the glass, and, of course, it was Garrett Chapman, which Steak has repeatedly called the whitest guy in Atlanta. And I was like, dude, I wish Dylan was here because he'd be able to help me out with some of this stuff, some of the youth stuff.
Do you want me to spell it for you?
No, I figured it out. Okay. A quick Google search.
Okay.
We even had callers that were trying to explain things to us.
Do you understand why he constantly wears a durag?
From his explanation, yes, but he also said he's trolling at this point.
He told us why he started and now what it evolved to.
Yes.
We actually welcomed wake-up calls and we were like, is it weird that – I don't have any idea. Is it weird that he wears it in the shower? But evidently it's not.
No, it's not weird.
Not, not weird at all.
Don't you wear shower shoes?
I didn't know. I did not know. I guess it's like a shower cap if you're a lady with a
We convinced the girl in high school that she had to wear shower clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't very smart.
We had this when I used to coach ball and was teaching in the weight room in high school. We had a funny other coach, and he used to send kids to the weight room to pick up the left-handed footballs all the time.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mike.
That's so bad.
These
kids would walk in. They'd be like, hey, I'm here to pick up those left-handed footballs. And I'd be like, what?
But real quick, to Allie's point, besides being a producer, my other job is to keep all of you hip.
Keep the vibes high.
Yeah.
No kizzy.
No kizzy.
And
no cap.
We appreciate that, my friend.
I had to look. Micah Parsons retweeted a tweet about his a handshake deal on his contract, and he wrote, no kizzy. And I was like, oh, he's pissed.
Dylan!
And then, so it was during the segment, the last segment, so when we were talking about them, and I saw Urban Dictionary, no kizzy, and it basically is no cap. In a different way of saying
just
it,
a variation
which
of no
means
cap.
No lie, Allie.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I know what no cap is.
Oh, my bad.
He's got the riz.
My B.O.
If you will.
What?
Anyways, we got to roll on, man. We're running late. That might have been the longest segment in morning shift history. Stick with us here. We're going to come back. We're going to have that conversation about Micah Parsons and Jalen Walker even more in depth. Josh Kendall coming up at 8:40 today. You'll get Grant McCauley at 8:20. Stick with us. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.